Hello and welcome back, everyone, to the podcast.
It's really early.
Yes.
Really late.
That too. It's all of that and more here today on the Dog Cog Podcast. We're still alive, guys. Don't worry. We might disappear once in a while, but we're still alive. And if we're alive, I'm back to being alive. I was dead, but I'm back. And if we come back, or if we die, we'll still keep coming back to you. Because that's the kind
of... I lost my vehicle.
Because that's the kind of undying parasiticism we are. Or whatever, I don't know what I'm saying. But anyway... welcome on this fine morning to the podcast. We have Donkey, Larry, and PK.
Hello. As usual. Wait, what does it feel like the first love, you know? Like, hi, can I get a number? My name is Donkey. Hi. And this is my friend, PK and Lori. Lori. Would you like to drive a lorry? I'm sorry, you cannot because I'm taking your number. You can drive me. You can ride me, though. Hello. You know, that kind of first love talk.
What? Wait.
That came out of nowhere.
Why on this like ungodly morning are you thinking about the feelings of first love?
Because I'm so pure and innocent inside my heart. All I just want to is pour my unconditional love onto someone who deserves
and
it.
And you're calm. Unconditional love and calm onto someone.
Yeah,
unconditional love is calm.
Oh.
That is true.
I would like to smother my kids all over her face. Anyways,
okay.
Yeah.
Wait, so why are you asking us, did you forget what it feels like?
Who? Wait, who are you talking
you.
To?
You! What? You're the one asking about it. Like,
asking about
first
what?
Love.
I wasn't asking about it, what the fuck?
No, how would he confess to his first love, right?
You were talking about first love, like how does it feel?
I didn't say how does it feel. I wasn't asking. No, what the fuck? I wasn't asking. I didn't ask anything.
So you don't want to know. So you haven't forgotten because of over the years. It's been too long and maybe you forgot.
So every chance you get, you make him think he's old? What is this?
I never said that, okay? I just said it's
you
been a while.
That?
It's been a while since you experienced your first love, you know?
And then right before this podcast, this Pancho was like, oh, you can't use your age for everything, excuse for everything. And there
no,
it is.
We can, but you can't.
No, fuck you. There's no double standards, man. Fuck you.
All right, so is that what we want to talk about? First love today? I don't think so.
I mean, look at Larry. He looks like he's falling in love as well. I mean, he shaved his beard, cut his hair. Like, you know, like right before you meet this new girl, like, oh, my crush replied me. Oh, we got on a first date. I got a shave. Then I could get a haircut from this random Chinese auntie that doesn't speak English to him at all. It's just like,
don't keep for first date, you don't shave here, you shave down there.
No, I wax down there, I don't shave down there.
Bro, I remember Donkey's wax story on podcast. It was so bizarre to me. I think I told like everybody, like, yo, my friend has a podcast. You gotta listen to this episode of this Parapundes.
Why? What's wrong with it?
That nothing. It was way too entertaining. That's what I'm saying. Like, what? Oh man.
Your definition of entertaining is really weird. Why would you be entertained at my expense? Fuck you!
Well, no, I think that the waxing episode was really funny. I forgot like exactly the jokes we made, but I remember we laughing a lot in that episode.
Yeah, even the sex step thing, not knowing who the girl was.
It was that episode as well.
I don't know, but you know those things. Like TK is like the bland dude. Donkey was the one who was carrying the show. That's what. I would... You know, you say he's old, but I say he's got experience. He's got stories to tell, but you're like, yeah, I'm there.
This is the whole point of the extreme ends.
Yeah, that's the fucking comedy routine. It's the straight guy and the clown.
Wait, Donkey, would you say you're the clown or TK is the clown all along? You know?
We switch.
Yeah, like we're that switch. Time... Like that time, the Jonas and he was, what was the thing I talked about, and they both gave me this fucking look and act like, oh, you're the weird one here. What was it? Yeah, I know you don't remember. That's why I'm not gonna ask you. But it was like I went on a rant on something on and on. And Jodeth and Donkey gave me the weirdest look and like, oh, you're the weird one here. Like, oh, okay, I guess I'm the weird one then.
Alright, speaking of weird, do you think that something that's normal to you guys, but it's weird to everybody else? Like, do you have any of those kind of things?
Yes.
Yeah.
Alright, go on. Donkey seems excited about this.
No, my whole existence is that. The definition of that. My whole fucking existence, man. Like, you have no idea to...
I'm gonna have to think of it, so you go first. Yeah.
Donkey, go first.
Okay, so there's like so many times, like uncomfortable times that when I talk to TK, it's like, that's not normal. And it's like, no, what the fuck? I'm like, what? There's so many times, like even like fetishes and stuff like that.
Yesterday when we were playing, you said something that was like, I was like, what the fuck? That's just you, dude. The masturbating thing.
Oh, in the relationship. We're talking about polygamy and monogamy. So, TK is saying that he'll be okay to get into a relationship with another girl if he's in a relationship with a girl. So it's like a sexual relationship kind of thing.
So like, you will get in a relationship with a lesbian couple. Is that what he's saying?
Yeah, like a threesome kind of thing.
Yeah.
But he's not okay with the girl getting another guy. So he's not willing to share, but he wants his girl to share. So I said, oh, we're talking about it, saying that, so that means TK is into polygamy. So yeah, it's just that it's a different
only kind. Only when it benefits me.
Yeah. So then we brought in like different situations to compare. Like, so if he's trying to justify by saying that it's the same as if a guy is in a relationship like Larry in a relationship and he watches porn and masturbate. So does that still count that Larry is into polygamy as well? And I said, no, but it's different because, you know, that physically...
Because I was saying that... No, you were saying that when you're in a monogamous relationship, you can't be or you shouldn't be attracted to any other girl. That's what you were saying. And I was saying that's not true though. You can be in a monogamous relationship and still like you know, find other girls or porn stars or whatever attractive sexually. That's what I said. And then he said, no, that's not monogamy. And then I brought the example of masturbating.
Yeah, this, so it is. For us guys, there's two sections, like fat material and sex. So in my head, there's two sectors. So if you talk about porn, it's just purely like fat material. Like, I can just look at this box and all this box is so sexy, I'm gonna fap off to it. But that doesn't mean that I'm attracted sexually to it. It just turns me on. It's like a material for me to... It's copium. Fat material is copium. Okay. So, yeah, so that's my point of view. So it's like, I don't see that as cheating because personally for me, when I'm in a relationship, when I'm not in a relationship, I'm alone, I watch a lot of porn. And yeah, I'm you know, I have that space to do so. But when I'm in a relationship, I don't watch porn at all. And that TK found that weird.
That's the thing. That is like, bro, that's just you. Because even if the other people, like, in a monogamous relationship, most guys would still jerk off, you know, once in a while for watching porn.
All right, so, are you guys waiting for my opinion now that...
No, we were talking about yours. Like, we were saying that because you're in a long-distance relationship, it's a little bit different. Because, you know, you don't have that physical touch and everything, so it's a little bit different. You can't really put that in context because, you know, it's not like you're looking for another girl. You're not having sex with another girl. But you just have, you know, your needs and everything, so it's just fat material. But if your girl is there, like, physically, I doubt that... I mean, for me, if I was in a position, I would watch as well. But if I was... attached physically, like in front, like having a girlfriend every day kind of thing, I just don't watch porn because I just am not attracted to
I kind of agree with Donkey here, because when you are in a monogamous relationship and when you actually emotionally get involved in that way, and porn never does it for you, you gotta do something, you're bored. Why not, let's just fucking jack off now? That's why you do it. But when you are in a monogamous relationship and you actually care, it's not like other guys don't care, but it's like at some point in your relationship, you have this like switch. You're like, yeah, what am I doing? Why am I watching porn? It's not worth it. And you stop. Yeah. And if you want to get that release, you know you got a girl. She can take care of you, or you imaginations, whatever. But you don't wanna do that because it's just weird. And once you stop watching porn, if you go back, like after a month, you'll find it so weird. Like all the bones and everything, like it's just so fucking unreal and fake that you'd be like, what the fuck?
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I understand about the porn thing. Like, I've been in a monogamous relationship, okay? I know how it feels, you know? The porn, it just doesn't do it for you when you're in, like, a committed relationship. You'd rather, much rather have your girlfriend, you know, than the... other material or any fat material, you know, that's what I'm saying. But that doesn't mean that you still can't be, like, as a man or as a sexual creature, that doesn't mean that sexual things still can't arouse you or, like, attract you, right?
Whatever you're talking is the difference. That's the difference between polygamy and monogamy. Like, we don't feel this way, but you do. That's why you are accepting to polygamy.
You'll have a transition sooner or later in your relationship where you won't find that. That's what I'm saying. It's not like, you know, I decide today I'm going to be in a monogamous relationship and all those things switch off. But in time, in due time, you reflect and you're like, nah. And let's say you see a fucking hot girl's photo. Sure, you have eyes, you see she's attractive, but you don't get that attractiveness to sexualizing her. Because yeah. you shut down the door. So regardless how beautiful they are, how naked they are, you don't sexualize them. You're just another human being.
Yeah, and you just take another glance and you're just like, oh, you know, beautiful. Okay, that's it about it. You know, that kind of thing.
It's not like you. If I tell you that I don't see that she's attractive, is basically like saying that white guy, I don't see color. Like, I fucking see color, but I don't see it. You know, like, it's a bad thing. Like, people can be of different colors. It's okay. It's the same. No, like, they can be attractive, but that doesn't mean that I have to have that sexualized feeling, or I have to be afraid of a race or whatnot.
I'm not saying you have to have a sexualized feeling, but you still be like, it will still arouse something for you, I think, because it's like, even if it doesn't make you wanna, you know, do sexual things with another girl, but by seeing that, you'll be like, oh shit, now this gets me in the mood, and you're gonna go back to your own girlfriend and be like, oh, you know, I got in the mood.
No, that's the thing. That's what I've been trying to tell you. I don't.
It gets the mood. I don't think so it does.
It doesn't. What the like fuck? It really doesn't. Like, we're not even fucking new. Like, both of us are telling you it doesn't work that way for us. And that's the difference between monogamy and polygamy.
And you know, I had this issue with a lot of like guys, because like the way Donkey sees things, that's how I see things. In terms of, you know, being in a relationship or whatnot. And those guys would sexualize girls on the street, on the, like, wherever. And that pissed me off. Like, bro, they're, like, it sounds like pretentious to come out of a guy, but, like, you don't have to sexualize everything. You don't have to be like, oh, she got a nice ass, I wish I could have that. Like, come on, bro, like, stop. Like, for a second, can you switch it off? Like, it really would piss me off, because that's the only way they would see girls. Like, no, not everything. Yeah, it does really, like, kind of makes me feel weird. Like,
but what if they are sexualizing themselves to be sexualized?
A lot of girls do that, and they do it for whatever reason, but that doesn't mean I have to. Like,
but that's the purpose. Okay.
Yeah, but it's not about them. It's not about them. You understand? It's not about the girls. Stop trying to justify your fucked up love, man.
I'm pretty sure you're going to find a vast sector of men saying that me and Donkey are saying shit. Yeah. And you are right. I'm pretty sure you're going to find good amount of men saying that, yeah, it's okay, yeah. Because it will happen. I don't know when it will happen, but there will be a time you'll realize that, fuck this. Like, this ain't it.
Yeah, I mean, if that's a day that you have a daughter, you probably change your view on this as well, because, yeah.
A daughter, I mean, a sister.
Yeah. It really fucks you up if you have a daughter and then you have like thoughts like that, like sexualizing every single female counterpart that you come across. I mean, I have friends like that, and that's why I'm saying that this is the difference between poly and mono. Like when you have a daughter, it only goes both ways. Either they know that, you know, how girls are, or either that they become they change like their point of view also as well. Like, they don't view girls, they just lose interest in girls because they are very protective of their daughter. You know, so you just simply don't stay in that, you know, over sexualized zone for too long when you have a close female counterpart. Because, you know, one day you'll be like, oh, when you start sexualizing this female person that's close to you in your life, you find it weird and you're like, oh fuck, this is wrong. you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
So
even, I don't sexualize anyone close to me though. Like, it's just okay, it's like the gravure models on Instagram or like the porn stars, you know, stuff like that. I only sexualize those like way outside people who are there doing those things to be sexualized. I don't see a random girl's photo and be like, oh shit, let me sexualize that shit. No.
Bro, what the fuck? You just literally brought up the example of some random girl on the street and now you're saying no. What
no,
the fuck?
I didn't bring that example up. That was Larry. What are you talking about?
Alright. No. Alright. Okay. You know what? Let's move past it. Like one of the simple way of saying it is like if you have somebody or if you have experience, let's say somebody getting fat shamed, but it's not their control because of, let's say, a medical reason, and they gain weight even though they have less carbs, like, you all of a sudden realize that at times it's not on people's control, even though you can, you know, diet and work out and try hard to be healthy, but for some people it's really hard than others. Like, we, like, you two are fucking slim. I'm kinda healthy. But there are a very good amount of people who, you know, like, have gained a lot of weight and now it's really hard to get back. But it's easy for anybody to fat shame them, but to realize their consequences.
Okay. So what's the point? No. Why are you saying that?
I had a point, but I forgot just when you asked.
What the?
I had a point. You interrupted me, and now I lost the thread. All tied together, I promise. But
I was like, "Yeah, where is this headed to?" Like,
it had a thread. It was going so.
I'm like, what does this have to do with like polygamy and monogamy, though?
Okay, now I don't know.
What the fuck?
Okay.
Well, can we cut that out? That's the question I have.
No.
We thought we thought me and Donkey was the only ones that forgot shit like this, and now you do this? Like going on this whole spiel about not fat shaming people, and then like, what was even the point? Oh, I forgot.
But you know what I said is true though, right? Like, people get shit like that all the time for no reason.
Yeah.
Which is not good.
Yeah, I agree.
That's the point.
But yeah, oh. Just to clarify things. The one who brought up the example of the girls on the street, that was Larry saying like his friends there, or he sees
people. Hey, let's not say friends. People I know.
His acquaintances do that, and it really annoys him.
I'm not talking about that. Like, I'm talking about when you were saying that you know, if we see a girl that's really attractive and you know we have like thoughts about, you know, sexualized thoughts.
I would never see a girl on the street and be like, sexual thoughts immediately come into my head. No, that doesn't happen. Like, even if I see a girl IRL, and even if she is wearing revealing clothing, it doesn't do it for me. Like, I don't get those thoughts. It only happens when, let's say, I'm on Instagram and and some gravure model pops up with this sexy pose and wearing skimpy clothes, like almost no clothing at all. Either that or porn stars doing porn star things, because that's the whole purpose of it. And when I'm watching porn, obviously I want to, that's what I want. So those are the only times when I like sexualize other girls. I never even think about sexualizing any females that are close to me, like friends or...
So, like, ER trained the way he's saying. Like, he's been trained that this is what you can say. This will get you a pass. Speaking like that, you're like trying to impress girls. Yo, I don't see that. But don't think of me as a perv. I ain't a hentai. You know, I'm the nice dude.
Yes, yes, I am. I'm a nice guy. Okay, r/nice guy / don't cancel me.
Imagine porn stars are protesting with your photo on, like, stop sexualizing us.
Porn stars be like, don't sexualize. We make porn, but we don't deserve to be sexualized by men.
Okay, I have a question. When you watch porn, do you think of you are fucking the person, or do you like watch as if two people are fucking and you like that? Or do you imagine yourself as a dude fucking her?
I don't know what I imagine.
Because, like, what about you, Donkey?
Both.
Yeah, both. I think both. Sometimes, maybe when I, if I'm really into it, I would, like, imagine myself there. But my imagination is really bad, so I can't just put myself in there, you know? So oftentimes I just, you know, end up just watching it, like, how it is.
So TK would imagine himself and be like, nah, I ain't got this magic dick, and then stop immediately and just watch the video.
Yeah.
Thanks for clearing it up. For the audience.
What the fuck?
Yes, I don't have Johnny Sin's big cock. Okay, I don't have his magical dick. I'm sorry.
Magic wand.
Yeah,
Abracadabra.
Harry Potter's magic.
Astronaut, doctor, plumber dick, right? You ain't got that.
I don't have no professions under my belt, okay? Whereas Johnny Sins has like 100 different professions by now. So...
You go to the toilet first.
Yeah. Donkey, imagine TK goes, like, I graduated in communications. If you want to talk, girl, I'm there.
The Johnny said meme of...
Like, when I used to, I found it really weird to imagine myself there. I just watched, like, okay, two people are having sex. I never, like, did that, like, imagining myself fucking that person.
I can't. I think some people can because they have good imaginations. Good imagination, but I have terrible imagination. Like, even imagining, like, putting myself somewhere or, you know, something is hard for me. So I just end up just watching it and be like, yes. I see it, I like it, I pap it. That's how it ends. I don't want to use my head and my brain while watching porn. Like, what's the point of that?
That's...
Dude, if I had to use imagination, I would do it, like, only if there was no other material available. Like, for some reason, I can't access porn or anything, and I really have to tap for some reason. Maybe it's been weeks or something, and I'm like, shit, I guess I have to use the forbidden technique.
Bro, Gen Z's didn't have to go through what we had to. I legitimately had to think with my imagination, you know, to get shit done. I didn't have a phone. I didn't even have a PC. Like, my PC was in our living room. Like, there's no way you can watch porn on that.
But I've forgotten that the forbidden technique of imagination a long time ago. I haven't used that since I was a teen, probably. Didn't need to. Hopefully never will.
The lost sauce.
Bro, I don't know. My imagination is weird, okay? Like, I can't form a coherent. Like, when you...
Wouldn't it be cool if you, like, fucking in the fucking grass and the next panel, you're in space, you're floating and fucking, where she has the earth gravitation, so she's coming down automatically, and then you're lifting it up with... you could go to places if you have imagination.
No, bro. Like, okay, let's say when you imagine something in your head, it's kind of like a movie or a picture or something, right? But in my head, I can't form a movie or a picture. It's just like broken off fragments here and there. I can't put a whole picture together in my head.
Yep.
It's so hard.
The way I learned to imagine things is it's because of books. So in any book, the way they paint a picture in your mind, like you don't have to be good at imagining things to actually imagine, because they would give you more than enough details that picture will pop up in your head.
Yeah, I mean, it's
a and that's the, yeah, but that's the thing. Like, let's try and say you're trying to imagine a unicorn. So rather than thinking of a unicorn, you zoom in and you look at the fur of the unicorn and the eyes, or is it flying? How is the sky? How is the cloud behind the sky? Is anybody gonna ride it? And you start to piece things like that, and all of a sudden you see in your mind a fucking unicorn in the sky with the, like, the fucking fur is like he just fucking had a shower or something with gel and all. It's really, the wind is really blowing it off. It looks wonderful and this and that. The clouds are making some sort of shit, the blue sky. You know, you can really picture it if you put details. And the thing is, people don't do that. But if you put details, like, even the smallest thing, like you are on top of the unicorn and let's say you're sweating and you see that one of your sweat is like drooling. So if you go to the details, anything, you can picture basically anything. You just have to keep on adding layers. And that's the trick.
So is that what you do?
No, not when I'm trying to fast. But...
That's what I'm fucking saying, dude. You gave me this whole speech about how to imagine. I'm like, if it's in the book and it's detailed like that, it's easy to imagine. But when you have no material to work with, and is your mind in your mind when you want to fap, you're going to be like, okay, now let's think of the details. What's the name of her? What is she wearing?
It's going to be that fast. Like, you know, all of a sudden, this and that, and you're trying to...
Okay, it doesn't work like that for you. That's what I'm asking you. Can you imagine it with all the details of a book?
Of a book?
Like, can you imagine it as well enough? Like, let's say you're reading a book, and so the book really helps you imagine what's going on, right?
Yeah.
Can you imagine in the same way without having a book? Just by yourself. You're just using your own imaginations to imagine something.
I didn't try to imagine anything like that, but I'm pretty sure it would be interesting. And the thing is, it's unique to yourself. It's an image that you have, only you have seen. And just the way you fucking like it.
It doesn't happen for me. I imagine it was good before, but now...
Okay, how about you give it a try for old time's sake, you know? You're like, I'm not anything.
I'll have to be on some fucking shit. Like, I'll have to be on some, cannabis shit or something to get my imagination working. I don't know, man.
We were talking about weaker
as time went by.
We were talking about something weird about us, and I don't know how did we come up with relationship and porn. I don't know how many people are going to listen to this after we start. But anyway, what's that one weird thing that you do, but you find it normal and others find it super weird?
Oh yeah, that's the original thing. What do I do that people find weird? I'm sure there are some things, but I can't think of it from the top of my head.
I think my weird thing would be staying at home. I think that's one weird thing. Like, I love being in my own space so much that, like, a lot of people have a hard time believing. Like, including my family. They're like, how are you living alone like this for all this time and you don't miss us? But as much as I love them and I want to meet up with them, I don't miss them that much. Like, it sounds really bad when, you know, if they hear it, they'll be like, oh my God. But obviously there are moments when I miss them. But at the end of the day, I enjoy my company. I can be happy by myself. I don't, as long as, you know, I got food and internet, I can be happy. I don't have any much demands, and not many people can do that.
That's
what people find weird about. Like, how come I do that? How come I stay home? Because they will feel cooped up, suffocated, and whatnot.
I guess that people can find that weird. I don't find it weird because I'm like that also. And I think Donkey might be like that as well. So, yeah, for me, yeah, I guess that's, people can consider that weird. I don't think it's weird because that's also how I am kind of like. Like, I don't really miss back home. Like, maybe at first, but you get used to it, right? And I've always been fine staying by myself. I was always used to staying by myself. Like, for you, I don't know, for you, maybe it's kind of weird since you have a big family. You've always had a big family. For me, I never had, like, a big family. Only had my mom and my younger brother staying in the same house. And I would just stay in my own room all the time anyway, by myself. Donkey, so we were talking about something that people might find weird about us, right? So Larry said, the something about him is that he likes to be by himself. Like, people might think it's weird being cooped up in the house all the time, but for him, he finds it fine. He finds being alone enjoyable as long as he has food and internet. He doesn't really, you know, feel the need to go out or, like, meet his family and stuff. Or miss people like that. And I think I'm also like a similar way. I've always been like that as well. So what about you? Do you like, is that how you're like as well, or what?
Yeah, I told you guys about this as well, that I'm always at home and I don't really go out. And even if I go out, I'm always alone. I kind of lost the concept of meeting people outside now. Like, even when I meet Sims, I was like, what do we do when we meet? I don't even know what... Wait, what the fuck?
PK, you're there. I don't know what happened.
I think one of the other things is that people find it weird, like, is normal to me is... I think, it was DK. It's when I said that I treat my friends more like a family than friends. And that's something that TK found it weird because he doesn't see it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so that.
Yeah. Go on.
Yeah. So that is one of the pointers about I was saying, like, how people don't see the same things, and how people find it weird that sometimes I see friends as family members more than my family itself.
I can see that happening. Like, for a lot of people, immediate family is not the person you want to go to, but your friends. And if you count relatives, then friends always come before relatives. Like, it's just a no-brainer to me. Like, even though friends can be as shitty as relatives, but I would still choose friends over relatives. Like, that's just a no-brainer.
Because, okay, so it's like, you know how, like, we have our fucked up part, right? So we had this mutual friend that I fell out with. So yeah. I was just talking to TK about it, and I was saying that this is why I exposed like a lot of vulnerability towards this friend, because I see this friend close to me and like a family. So TK was like, oh, he found it strange because he never saw it that way before, because to him, friends are like, you know, it's something at a distance and you don't really treat them like family, like that kind of expectations and closeness. It's not something that he ever saw in putting into a friendship kind of thing. But because for me, I've been grown up in an environment where I grew up with friends more than family, so it's a little bit different. And he was like, oh, okay, so that's something probably not everyone probably most of the people around me sees what TK sees as well, I think.
No, I mean, for me, it's different. It's, I also grew up, like, with friends more than family, but I wouldn't say friends are different from family, because friends are more distant or not as close. I would say it has different feelings attached to it. Like, if it's family, like, immediate family, you know, like, brother, mother, father, sister, whatever, you'll be like, it's like a different attachment and a different expectation. Like, even if you don't like them, even if you're not as close with them as you can be with your friend or your best friend, it's like, you know, they will have to be there when it comes to you, and you will have to be there when it comes to them. Like, you can't just abandon them, and they can't just abandon you, you know. But whereas for friends, I think you can be as close with them. Like, I'm more close with my friends than I'm with my family, right? But you can be as close with them, but the expectation thing is different. Like, I don't expect them to go out of their way and to do things for me as a family member would, as my close family would. I don't have that expectation of them. And I don't expect them to expect that from me either.
Yeah, because, but that's because you had a okay parents. Like, even though no parents is perfect, but your parents had backed up somewhat, right? But not everybody has that luck, right? Not everybody got that good parent. So I think they learned to, you know, not have anybody. Like, you have your mother or your brother, but a lot of people learn to have nobody, and in that nobody, even though they have nobody, they get comfort from friends, because the friends never get that family way, because your mom will sell her jewelry and give you money and won't ask a penny back. But if Donkey gives you, first of all, he would have to have plethora amount of money to give you. He's not going to sell his jewelries to give you money. That's one. And two, you'd have to pay him back, even though if he doesn't want it. You'd have that obligation that I have to repay him somehow. If not with money, but with something, with a favor. But with mom...
Oh, I'll be happy to give you that
favor. A favor? Oh. This sounds like some porn plot. Larry is like talking about some... giving about this new porn plot.
You lot have the dirtiest mind. I was just about anything. You know? If anything,
I'm a slut.
Favor in mafia, you know? Like, you kiss my hand. Fucking no.
I would like to use your cock as a crayon on my face.
Yeah, but yeah, I get what you're saying. And for those people who didn't feel that connection with their family or who didn't have, like, family who would, you know, back them up like that, I understand, you know, people like that getting, because friends were the only ones they could count on. And so growing attached to them as they would to a family and have expectations from them and expect them to expect the same thing from them. I understand that, but yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying most, I don't know if most people would do that. Like
a good amount of Asian parents would do that, would be there.
Yeah, I think so. Like, even if they beat us and abuse us and curse us and wish that we were never born, at the end of the day, they'll still, like, if we get into trouble or something, they'll still do everything they can, you know, like sell their jewelry or like lease property or whatever the fuck to like help us out.
Yeah, that's the difference. Like, I never had that. Like you're saying, like, no matter how parents would do that, but I never had that. So instead, it was my friends who were around me were the one who gave me that kind of support.
Yeah.
Yep, so that was something that, that's something a little bit different from whatever I see, and people find it strange because of that.
Yeah, strange
for me. No, like, we take it granted that parents are supposed to help, but the way I feel that we are lucky and we need to, like, those of whoever have a good parent. And who is there for them? We need to be lucky and acknowledge that they are doing something good for us. They don't have to. We are like 20 plus. But they don't have to do shit for us. But they're pulling whatever stops they can, and we are lucky for that. But we take it so granted that we think to people who don't get it, like Donkey didn't, that they're unlucky or they're the odd ones.
Yeah, because, like, they didn't have to do anything for us from the start, you know? But, I mean, they're not obligated by anything besides their feelings towards us, right? And, yeah. Like, yeah, those who have good parents, I think, never appreciate them. It's like teeth, you know? You never appreciate it until you lose it, you know? You never appreciate that it was there and you could use it to chew your food and eat stuff. You only realize it when you lose it and it's not there anymore. So it's like, so yeah, anyone I hear, whenever I hear that someone has had good, loving parents that always supported them, like, you know, helped them in any way, I always like, that's great. That's great for you. You should appreciate that. You know, you should show them love and respect and, yeah, really appreciate them for that, because not everyone is lucky enough to have that, you know.
But saying that, it puts a sort of pressure on you. You know, like, you have to return the favor by taking care of them or doing something in return, or, you know, like, they would intentionally or unintentionally will think, like, my son will become successful and he will change the fate of our family. Or yeah. he will be the definitive peace.
No,
and that's a lot of pressure on you, who is a teen.
Okay, that's always pressure, okay? If you're Asian parents will always be like that, and Asian kids will always feel that kind of pressure while growing up. But, you know, you have to understand eventually that you don't have to live up to that. Like, even if they say that, because they say that, they want the best for you. And also, it's like, because they raised you and you are their kid, their child, they want you to become like this symbol for them in the future. Like, you know, I raised this child into this man, and now he means something, and he's making my name, or he's making our name proud, or something like that, you know? But at the end of the day, your parents will still be satisfied if you can just grow up, like, grow into a person that's just capable of being happy and satisfied and just can take care of himself, you know? At the end of the day, they'll be satisfied with that. That's something parents have to learn. Like, kids have to learn to respect and appreciate their parents more, but parents also have to learn to not put so much pressure on their kids, because that's what drives most kids away, especially like Asian parents. All the pressure they put on, it drives them away. Like, it puts too much pressure, too much like expectations on them. And kids are like, no, I don't want to deal with this. There's no way I can live up to those unrealistic expectations.
It becomes overwhelming because, you know, like when somebody is giving it their all and believe in you, and you have one heckle, you're like, oh my God. You know, like, it's just a realization, oh my God, I have such a long way to go and I can't even do this.
Yeah, but that's just one of the things. Like, we get beaten, we get abused, and we get like called names and cursed and wish that we were never born, okay? Just because we didn't get good results on exam and shit like that. So that's going way too far, dude. Like, I understand because I'm older, but when I was a kid and I used to receive that kind of shit from my parents, of course I would hate them in that moment. I'd be like, I don't deserve this. Why do I have to get all this shit? Just because, like, I couldn't do well in an exam or something like this. It's not fair and shit. Like, kids start to hate their parents because of all those things, because they overdo it. They don't know the boundaries. It's like, yeah, that's something like parents have to learn, okay? Parents can't just be like, oh, my kid grew up, I did all this thing for him, but now he grew up and he forgot about me, and he doesn't care about me, he doesn't call me anymore. Like, of course, because as a kid, you treated him like shit. Sure, you wanted the best for him, but you didn't show him. Like, the way you showed your kid that, the way his child brain perceived it, is like you hated him. Because that's the kind of things you said to him. That's how you punished him. So, of course, he won't understand that. And now he doesn't want to call you back. He doesn't... Because that's still the trauma in their head. You know, they still expect that from their parents when they're grown up. So, yeah.
What are your thoughts on this, Donkey?
Yeah, I have no position in this because I don't know any of this feeling. So, I like I said, I grew up alone. So, I don't really have an opinion on this because I don't know what's on the other side of the fence. I'm not a parent as well, so I don't really have a place to have an opinion that's solidified at the moment. So I'm just listening.
Oh, wait. How do you... Something I might do that people might find weird is maybe I wear the same clothes a lot.
Okay. So you do laundry way too often.
Not necessarily.
Oh, but no. That's just bad hygiene, man. What the fuck? That's not, no, that's nothing weird. That's just
I
bad
gave
hygiene.
You a window to get out of it. You chose to dump on that hill.
I don't feel the need that there is the need for the laundry because the clothes don't look dirty. They don't smell. So I'm like, oh, it's fine. I'll keep wearing it.
I mean, you can wear certain t-shirts or shirts twice, even thrice, even depending on like. But that's the maximum, right? Or am I wrong?
You wear underwear only one time
and then you wash it.
I don't know where's the science. I don't know. But when I, especially when I'm home, I would just wear nothing or wear the same thing all the time.
Home is fine, I guess.
I would wear the same thing for 5 days straight. I don't care. But going out, like I don't think so. I wear anything more than three times.
Well, if I have like a favorite t-shirt or a favorite article of clothing during that time, I would wear that a lot. Like when I really like it, like it's my favorite shirt or something, I just want to wear it a lot. Until it's worn out and then it's no longer usable.
I have a pair of shorts. They're the most comfortable piece of clothing I ever own. This one pair of shorts. And I just wear them probably like every time I do laundry, the next 10 days or 8 days I'll wear that. Those two pairs. Like 4 days, something like that. That's the comfiest thing I've ever... It's like I'm not wearing anything. It's that good.
You like the Go Commando, I see. So everybody, that's Larry's preference of his bottoms. He prefers it to be as though there's nothing there.
Yeah. And the clothes are so good, bro. Like, so good.
Wait, how did... Did you tell this? You didn't tell the story of you getting your haircut, right?
No,
we hadn't started recording. Oh. As everyone can see, I didn't notice at first. Donkey was first like, "Where's your beard?" Because apparently I don't notice these things at all. So, where is your beard and your hair, Larry? What happened?
Let me tell you. So, I don't have much beard, but I do have a very annoying mustache. So I was like, you know what? I need to trim this thing. And I was going to use my trimmer. So I put this like scale on it. I put it at the lowest setting so it touches my beard. And my mustache so that I can shorten it. But the lowest setting was too low that I didn't realize. So when I...
went bare razor.
No, I didn't went bare razor. There was a thing on my trimmer. Right. So I thought it will just shorten my mustache. But when I did this, it just took everything off. And then I ended up cutting just this mustache. And it looked so weird because this is all shaved and I got beard here. And I'm like, okay, I need to shorten these at least to be good. So I'm shortening it all, everything cool and good. After I'm done, I'm going to wash up. I see around here, a huge part of there is no beard at all. And there's no way of salvaging it. Because if I walk around, you can see that I got no beard here. And it's just fucking weird. So
you got a bald patch on your neck.
Yeah, so I tried to work around like real nice and I just couldn't. And at the end, I was just looking at myself with this like, like this. Like, fuck it. And I just put it all on.
You know, the whole point, like, oh, fuck? And you're just looking at yourself with that round face, like, oh, fuck, it's coming back to me. What? Oh, no, what's this?
It's okay. Now I got a bit of something, but like a week ago, I had nothing there. I looked even horrible. And with my hair a bit messy, I think I didn't cut my hair for like 8 months. So it was a mess. And with that mess of a hair and no beard, it just didn't match up. Because with the beard, it was okay. But on.
Okay.
Can any of us do the like Naruto shit?
I don't even know Naruto. Okay, go on with your story. Where are you? Your hair was looking messy.
Yeah, my hair. I didn't cut my hair for like 7-8 months. It was a mess, and with no beard, it looked. I looked so bad that I tried not to look at myself when I was in front of a mirror. So the only way I thought I could fix it is by a hairband. So I tied my hair to a man bun. It was horrible. So then I took one or two photos. And I showed it to my girlfriend, and she's like, what the fuck? What did you do? And then she tried to be like, oh, no, you don't look that bad. And I'm like, when you say that bad, that just makes me feel like I look bad. And
dude, you don't go outside anyway, so why does it matter?
I have classes in person. I have to go to campus almost
every week. Just wear a cap. Just wear a cap.
Easy. So the thing is, I'm talking to her, and I, on a video call, I see myself on the screen. And the more I see myself on the screen, the more I'm like, why did I do this? Why did I even have to cut my mustache to begin with? Like, it was just fine the way it was. And, you know, I'm questioning everything. So I ended up. So another thing is a reason why I don't go to cut my hair is because it takes like 2-3 hours of waiting and all that, and then I gotta pay $50. I don't want to pay $50 and I don't want to wait 3 hours, and then they will make small talk. I'm very bad at small talk, so I try not to. So now I have to go, so I'm like trying to Google and see what other options I have, and since I'm gonna cut my hair short, I don't care. So I find this Asian store, which is really close by. So I give them a call, and I can barely understand their accent. But I ask them, like, how much is for a haircut? And are you guys open? Because it's like 8 a.m. So most of the places are closed. So the first thing, they're like, yes, 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 we open right now. When you come. And I'm like, yeah, I'll tell you how much is the haircut. And I kid you not, she goes $15. And I'm like, I'm right there. Got you. And for some reason, I'm like, do I need to bring cash? And she goes, cash only, because they're not going to pay taxes on that. I was like, I got you. So I took $20 out from the ATM, went straight there. And she was this lovely lady. She complimented me on my hair, that my hair was very good, silky, perfect. And then she said a lot of stories that half of it I didn't understand. So at one point, I'm trying to play the character, that Indian guy who doesn't understand English. Because she's speaking English, but I don't understand what she's saying. But she's such a sweet lady that I don't know what to say. Halfway through, she starts touching my ears like this, and I'm like,
oh.
And then she comes into my ears, and I'm like, I'll take it. And in my mind, I'm like, my mom never complimented it. My girlfriend didn't compliment it, but this lady, this sweet lady, she must be the best person ever. Shake on.
Wait, let me see. Let me see your ears.
I'm not showing you my ears.
Let me see. Let me see. Let me see it.
No.
Let me see them ears.
The most embarrassing thing is, like, I had to hand her the $20 bill, and she's the nicest lady. But she said the haircut was $15, and I'm not trying to tip, which is very bad in Canada. You have to tip. So now I'm in this awkward scenario that the whole reason I'm here is because I want to save money, and I'm going to get a shit haircut anyway, so it doesn't matter. But now I'm like, she's so sweet. Do I give her $5 tips or not? And to that, I'm not going to answer if I did or not.
You did.
You
I know you did. That, she got you. She got you with the old Chinese sales tactics, okay? Like, that's what...
it's not that.
Complimenting your ears, telling you stories, that's the fucking salesman way of trying to get that tip.
Oh, honey boy, your brown hair so sexy, so fleshy.
Your hair so silky.
I just saved 30 bucks.
Well, it looks like Larry found a new salon to go to now.
Yeah?
Oh, boy, your chest so hairy. You want shaving? Auntie give you happy. And then she starts touching two other things like that. It goes something like that. And then it goes on, oh boy, you're so hairy down there, you want shaving? Oh, you got good size like your ears, so fleshy. Maybe if you pierce it too. What the fuck? Oh boy, oh you're so sexy.
Given her 20. Yeah, another 10, you know, because I got good sides. I'll be like, can I get it written? Like, a woman said, I have good size. Can I get it?
I'll give you the $10 tip, but I want that compliment in written form. It's signed by you.
I want it right in front of your store window, you know? I'm glad one has good size.
Any girl walks into my house, they will see like this, you know, like notarized copy of a woman's
saying. and the auntie holding the sign doing this. And then your girlfriend be like, what's up with that? Oh, that was the only auntie, the only older female who actually complimented me and given me the motherly love and comments that I've never received back then. And then all will be fine. And until like one day, like, touch wood, let's say she passes on and you're at a funeral. And then everybody like, who the fuck is this guy? She complimented me. she was like a mother to me.
She noticed my ears.
All the Chinese people at the funeral are just like staring at him. Like, who's this fucking Bangla guy? Who invited him?
Are you here to help to dig the shell?
What
the fuck? I'm here. She was like the mother I never had. Oh my god.
Oh, holy shit. But yeah, Donkey knows all about those sales tactics. You fell for him, dude. This is the oldest trick in the book.
If I would rather tip somebody, I would rather tip somebody who was nice to me. Right.
Oh, hello.